Sefer Bechorot, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. How do you Bechor wrote for? Sefer Bechor were chasing after the Kohen. Ubato ba'asa bo'mum. And while the Bechor were chasing after him, the Kohen, in self-defense, struck the Bechor. And by virtue of striking the Bechor, he caused a mum, harei ze yishchod alav. The Kohen would be allowed to shach the Bechor for this mum. As even though we have said earlier that the mum has to happen by itself, the Kohen is not allowed to cause the mum. And if the Kohen causes the mum, then he cannot shach the Bechor. But in this case, since he did so out of self-defense, he's allowed to shach the Bechor with this mum. Koha mum and harui and lavo bidei adam. Rowing yisrael nemanim. Any mum that is possible that this mum was caused by a person, such as his eye was blinded, or the foreleg or the hind leg was cut off, and it's possible that a person caused this mum. In such a case, that the roah, the shepherd of this bechor, is a yisrael, and the shepherd claims that the mum happened by itself, that shepherd is believed, as even though it's possible that the shepherd is lying, and really the mum was caused by the shepherd or by somebody else, and he wants to lie, because he figures that when the kohen shechs the bechor with this mum, he'll give the yisrael also a chelek, a portion in the basar. So therefore, he has negias in this davar. Still, his belief, as we don't believe that yisrael would lie and say that the mum was caused by itself, not by the kohen, just to get a little chelek in the basar. For roam kohanim in an emun. But if the shepherd is a kohen and he claims that the mum happened by itself, he would not be believed, and the kohen is not believed. Mineh on a bechor as kohanim are nogea the dover. Kohanim want the mum to happen as quickly as possible, and a lot of times the kohen will cause the mum themselves. So therefore, no kohanim are believed to be made that the mum happened by itself, even though the animal does not belong to him; it belongs to the other kohen. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Aimer Neman Hu Ashachavero Beinu Neman Alshuat. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He said that a kohen is believed to be made that a mum happened by itself if it's being made for a different kohen. The bechor belongs to a different kohen, such as in this case, is only the shepherd. The bechor does not belong to him, but had not believed on his own bechor. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even the family of the person who owns the bechor would be believed to say that the mum happened by itself, with the exception of his wife. His wife would not be believed, as ishto is kegufo. And we're not afraid that one coin will be made for another coin b'sheker, that the mum happened by itself, in order that when the time comes that he has his own bechor, that the other coin will return the favor and be made b'sheker for his bechor, that the mum happened by itself. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we are not chai for that. We do not suspect that they would be made sheker for somebody else's bechor, so that in return the other person will be made sheker for himself. Rabbi Meir Aimer Achashed Al Davar Lo Dono Velo Meido. Rabbi Meir says somebody who suspects about something, for example, Kohanim are suspect that they caused the mum themselves and claim that it happened by itself, such a person cannot judge for that thing that they are suspect on, nor can they testify. As according to Rabbi Meir, Kohanim cannot testify that a mum happened by itself, even if they're testifying for somebody else's bechor. Even if there are two kohanim that want to be made that a mum happened by itself, they cannot be made. Kohanim are not believed at all, even though there are two kohanim, as opposed to the Tanakhama. Even though the Tanakhama says, Roam kohanim enan emanim, that a kohen, that the shepherd, is not believed to say that the mum happened by itself, even though the behema does not belong to him. But the Tanakhama would hold, though, if there are two kohanim that are made, they would be believed. But Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says that even two kohanim are not believed to be mad that a mum happened by itself. Sechet Bechorot, Perek Hei Mishneh Hei, Neman HaKohen Lomer Haresi Bechor Zeh Ubal Mumhu. A kohen that has a bechor, that has a mum. His belief to say, I have shown this mum to a chacham, and the chacham was matir this mum. The chacham ascertained that the mum is a mum kavua, a permanent effect, which would allow the kohen to shech the bechor. Now, even though we have said that a kohen is suspect on a bechor, that which he is suspect on is to claim that the mum happened by himself when he really caused the mum. Then he would go ahead and eat the bechor. And this is not an itzer chamor. It's not so chamor to eat the basar of a bechor that has a mum kavua, which he caused by himself. But to claim that it has a mum when it really doesn't have a mum, that the kohen does not suspect on. And that is an itzer chamor to eat a bechor, which is head dish, without having a mum kavua. It does not have a permanent effect. So he's eating kachim b'chutz outside the base of mikdash, and a kohen would not be suspect to do such an iser chamor. And so to a kohen who is a baki b'mumen, who is an expert on mumen. he would have the right to check out a Bechor that belongs to a different Kohen and ascertain that it has a Mum Kavua, permanent defect. And so too, a Kohen is believed if he claims that the Yisrael who gave him the Bechor gave it to him when it already had a Mum. As even though maybe the Kohen caused the Mum himself and is lying, claiming that the Mum was already there at the time the Yisrael gave him the Bechor, still, we believe the Kohen, as he would not lie about such a thing, since it's a Milsa Davidi Ligala, something that will eventually be found out of. We can go ahead and ask the Yisrael, so therefore the Kohen would not lie about it. Hakon Emanim Amumei Hamais. Everybody's belief, my Mais the Behemoth, that the Mum happened by itself. Even Kohenim that are suspect by Bechor, that they caused the Mum themselves and are lying, but by Mais the Behemoth, they are believed that the Kohen has a flock of Behemoths, which he has to take off Mais or Behemoth. And it has a Mum, and he claims the Mum happened by itself, his belief. The reason being is that if the Kohen wanted, he can go ahead and cause a Mum to his whole flock before he takes off the Mais of Behemoth. This he would be allowed to do even lechatzchila, and that way when he takes off the ma'aseh behema, it would already have a mum. So since he can do it b'derech heter, we believe him that it happened by itself, and that he did not do it b'derech iser, he didn't do an iser by going ahead and causing the mum after he had already taken off the ma'aseh behema. B'chor shenismes enum, shenikta yadav, shenishbar raglav, hareze yishachet api shlosha b'nei ha'knesset. A b'chor that has a very obvious mum, such as the eye was blinded, or the foreleg was cut off, or the hind leg was broken. In such a case, you can go ahead and shech the Bechor with this mum. Even al pi shlosha b'nei ha'knesset, three regular people that are not baki for mum, and they're not expert at checking out mum. The reason being is that since this mum is a very obvious type of mum, you do not need a mumcha, somebody who's an expert, to ascertain that it's a mum kafur. But that's only if there's no mumcha around. But if there's a mumcha around, even if he's a yachid, only one individual, you would have to take the Bechor to him. You should not rely on shlosha b'nei ha'knesset, even for an obvious mum. Rabbi Yosi Omer, afilu yesham etzrim u'shlosha lo yishachet ela al pi mumcha. Rabbi Yosi disagrees. He said, even if you have 23 dayanim, you have a whole Sanhedrin, but none of them are baki b'mum, and none of them have permission from the Nasi or from the Bezin and Eretz Yisrael to check out mumin, you cannot shech the Bechor by relying on these people. Instead, you would have to wait until you find a mumcha, somebody who has permission from the Nasi or the Beit Din in Eretz Yisrael to check out mumin. Only if he allows you to shech it, can you shech the Bechor.